Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. The National Network of Solidarity with Cuba in the United States published the official program of its annual meeting from October 13 to 15 in Boston, Massachusetts, under the motto Victory in Unit. In its call, the National Network of Solidarity invites the more than 50 organizations that make up the coalition and work to lift the United States blockade and to remove Cuba from the White House's arbitrary list of terrorism-sponsoring countries to join the event. French Solidarity and Cooperation Associations made a joint petition on Saturday in support of the worldwide campaign against Cuba's inclusion on the unilateral U.S. list of countries sponsoring terrorism. Cuba Cooperación France, Cuba Coop, Cuba Linda, and France Cuba call to reach 1 million signatures in the initiative that demands Washington to exclude the island from that relationship in which it was reincorporated in January 2021 by then-President Donald Trump, a few days before leaving the White House after his electoral defeat. His successor, Joseph Biden, has maintained the accusation against the largest Antillean island of alleged support for terrorism without justifying it, despite his campaign promises to review that decision. Cuba Coop, Cuba Linda, and France Cuba denounced Washington's hostile policy and demanded the unconditional lifting of the blockade. Cuba implements a transport master plan until 2030 with a view to the integral development of this sector that has such an impact on the quality of life of the population, local media reported. Its formulation is the result of several years of work between the Japan International Cooperation Agency and the island's Ministry of Transportation. The minister of the branch, Eduardo Rodriguez, thanked that entity and the Japanese government for such a contribution, which includes a new project to increase the efficiency of cargo transportation and logistics performance, for which the parties also signed the necessary agreements. The Solidarity Movement in New York has managed to increase with more and more young people in what activist Manolo de los Santos describes as a confluence of identity and energies. In an interview with Prensa Latina, Manolo de los Santos, leader of the People's Forum Project, said that Cuba has been increasingly supported because of the complex context generated by the economic measures against it. Dozens of European associations and citizens added their voice to the campaign on social networks, World Tsunami Against the Blockade to Cuba, which is in its 6th month, the Europe for Cuba channel reported. From Denmark, Spain, France, Greece, Italy, Portugal, Romania, Russia, Serbia, Switzerland, and other countries, solidarity activists issued messages condemning the economic, commercial, and financial blockade that the United States has imposed on Cuba for more than 6 decades, a policy that they described as criminal and genocidal. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.